Larry Tegler raises corn and soybeans along with some cattle in northeast Nebraska. He started farming about 30 years ago, and the field he's showing me was the first land he ever bought.
I bought this in 1987.
160 acres of rolling, sandy soil, an irrigation pivot at the top of the hill, two tall grain bins in the corner.
We were just coming out of the kind of a financial collapse here that we had in the early 80s, and in 87 I bought this quarter for $600 an acre.
A lot's changed since then, like what this farm is worth.
I would guess right now it would be in that $8,000 to $9,000 range.
$9,000 per acre, making it a $1 million farm. That's the kind of wealth farmers who own land have built up as land values spiked over the last 10 years. And because it's worth more, they're also paying a lot more property taxes. Here in Madison County, Nebraska, where Tegler farms, nearly $20 million in property taxes were collected from ag land last year. That's three times what farmland paid in 2004. Tegler says it wasn't such a big deal when commodity prices were still high.
Well, yeah, you didn't hear anybody complaining too much, when we had $7 corn. And now we're having a tougher time paying for it.
Farm income has plummeted over the last couple years. Grain prices are break-even at best, and farm debt is on the rise. Even with government payments and crop insurance, some producers will struggle to turn a profit. John Anderson studies public finance at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
There's an asymmetry here, and people get upset because the values aren't falling as fast as they think they should.
Anderson says property taxes are important because they're the main source of funding for local services, like schools, police, and fire. Some states base property tax rates on soil type or income potential. Some go by rental rates or recent land sales. However they're calculated, the results are similar across the region. Property taxes are costing farmers, and in several states, powerful ag groups have been lobbying for cuts. But Anderson believes it's a reasonable source of funding.
Property owners with more property wealth have greater ability to pay, and we generally think that's a good principle of taxation, that those with greater ability should shoulder a larger share of the burden.
Farm-heavy states like Kansas and Illinois are facing big budget deficits. Cutting state revenue isn't likely in the cards. In Nebraska, legislators are looking at changes, but State Senator Kate Sullivan says relief for farmers would leave a big hole in school funding.
Where will that money come from? It's either going to have to be additional new sources of revenue, which quite frankly doesn't set well with a lot of people, or you simply take that revenue away from other programs that are currently being supported by state dollars.
Farmer Larry Tegler isn't looking to slash school budgets, but he says farmers are just bearing too much of the burden. And even with powerful farm organizations like the Farm Bureau on his side, he knows property tax cuts will be hard to pass.
There aren't that many of us out here anymore. We don't have very many votes.
If the farm economy turns around or if land prices start dropping, changes in property taxes could move to the back burner. But neither of those are likely in the short term, meaning farmers will push to keep their most valuable asset, their land, from becoming a financial burden. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.